question.
Okay.
So this week's question is partially by you guys. And we're going to start with question, Jake got up to question 18. Yaakov got up to question 18 yesterday. We're going to redo what one? Yeah, so I'm going to go. So we're going to do, we're gonna do the sugya that relates to question 18. I'm told it relates to question 18. Yeah, so the beginning of the Migas. Okay, good. So we have this, we've been discussing the Halakha Moshe Mishinai, that in our third wall of our sukkah, the third dofen, we can have a filu tefach. And on Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, Rava is mechadesh, that, or Rava says rather, that b'chein the Shabbos, right? That we have this halacha l'moshe Mishinai of shlishi tefilah tefach applies also to mechisa Shabbos. Why? Because migo da have a dofen in sukkah, have a dofen in Shabbos. Because I can call it a dofen for sukkah, I can call it a dofen for Shabbos as well. To make this place into a rishus hayachid l'chol adeus on a deraisa level, right? Very least, and that's going to be really our sugya about what does this migo accomplish. But before we get there, right? And Abaye says to Rava, "What are you talking about? We know that we have chumras by Shabbos that we don't have by sukkah, i.e., that when you have tzel, when you have poritz ke'omid, it's going to be mutter on sukkahs and not on Shabbos, right?" So the question that we asked is what's the chiddush of this migo, right? So comes the Ritva, and the Ritva says that the Migo is that we'll use the Kula of Sukkah, yeah, and we'll be Machshir and Isser Tiltil Derabanan on Shabbos. So what's this Isser Derabanan? So we know that a place is Matir Tiltil, right, I can carry in a certain area on Shabbos. I feel it when there's only three walls, right? When it's enclosed by three ways, but there's a fourth side that's opened. Come the Rabbanon, right? Come Chazal later on and say, no, I need a Korah or a Lechi to make a fourth wall, right? Either as a Heker or a Mishu Mechitza, to be Matur Tiltil in this area. And that's what Rava is saying. That's the Chiddush, that's the Migu. That Migu that I can, that this creates a wall. For Sukkis, it's going to create a wall for. It's going to create a wall for Shabbos as well, and I'm going to be Matir Tiltil Afilu Derabanan, yeah? Good. Right? Even the Isser Tiltil Derabanan is going to be uprooted by this Miga. Right? So the question is, how does this work? Or another way we asked it is, how come we don't say the Migu L'chumra? Why do we only say the Kula? So says the Ritva that we already see that there are kulas given to the Torah by right midiraisa by this third wall, i.e. that it could be a filu tefach, right? We see that kula by sukkis. So now that we have this kula on a midiraisa level, we're gonna hook on, right? We're gonna attach ourselves to this to the fact that we're going to the kula and say that just like I can be kula, just like I can be makel with regards to that, I'm gonna be makel also with regards to this migo. Yeah.
What's the other option?
Say that doesn't work on Shabbos, so I can't.
So if you win the Chumra, to the Migul the Chumra, it'd be the
opposite, the exact. Yeah.
So since we have the Kula, which means the rise of that.
We're gonna hold on to that, right? We're gonna. Yeah, good. So he asked a few kashas. So the Meiri quotes Gedolei Hadoros, who asks, who says, what's the Halakha Moshe Mishinai? The Halakha Moshe Mishinai is working in the third wall. That we're going to say that this third wall counts as a wall for my sukkah. This third wall of a tefach counts as a third wall for a tefach. But the chiddush, according to you, Ritva, is that the Migo comes to say that I don't need the fourth wall. Right? But this has nothing. This Halakha has nothing to do with the fourth wall. It has to do with the third wall. Yeah? No, so says this, their shita is what? Their shita is that the Migo is only on the Din D'Oraisa. Midirabanan, it's still usher to carry in this area, according to the Gedolei HaPoskim quoted by the Meiri.
But he's saying the Oraisa is still going to be...
The Oraisa, it's okay, right? Because I have three walls, yeah? Migo, that this wall is a tefach... this wall is a tefach for Sukkah. I can say that it also works as a wall for my third wall in my area for Shabbos. But I can't tell, you can't tell me that that's a fourth wall now, right? So only the Din D'Oraisa is going to be, we're going to be Mako by the Din D'Oraisa, we're never going to be Mako by the Din D'Rabbanan. comes around and kind of asks the opposite kasha and says, no, obviously that this Migo applies to the Din D'Rabbanan, right? What does he say? Says the Ran, let's just see it inside, it's nicer. Says the Ran... Right. Vidachaku bekushia zu lomar delo sharinon mishum migo elwa isura derabanan vakumre adino deraisa. Right. Don't tell me that it's working on the din derabanan. Obviously, it's working on the din derabanan, which we'll get back to in a second. So elamai, how do I learn the sugya? How do I learn the migo that we're never going to say that it's going to be a mechitol chatzion? Yeah. So what does that mean? That there's always going to be, right, sukkahs, by definition, will have a Shabbos within that sukkahs, yeah? So you're going to tell me now, according to what you want to say, right, that, right, according to how we would think without this Migo, that for the other days of, for the other 6 days of sukkahs that aren't Shabbos, this is going to be an okay sukkah, and then only on the seventh day, right, only on the Shabbos, am I going to say that it's ushered to carry in it? That doesn't make any sense. Not that it's actually carrying it, that it's not going to be a dofen, right? It doesn't make any sense, says the Ran, and therefore that's the kula. The kula is that that this wall is machshir, is kosher even on Shabbos the Sukkos. Yeah? Yeah, it's going to be matir tilkul, even on the Shabbos. Right? We would think that because it's not a full wall, I can't carry on Shabbos. Comes around and says, you can't tell me it's not a full, you're going to tell me that's only okay for six other days and not for the seventh day. Yeah? Obviously, it's kosher for the seventh day also, because we don't say Mechito Lechatzion, and on Shabbos the Sukkos, we're going to be Mekel and say that this is also a wall, and now I can be Matir Tilton.
That's Derabanan.
He says, we're going to get back to it, but he says, don't ask me Derabanan. Obviously, Derabanan is okay. The Ran is more attached to the Din D'Oraisa.
He actually agrees with
No, he's saying the opposite.
No, he says the opposite. The Gula Dura says, I'm still not okay with the Din D'Rabbanan. Says the Ran, obviously the Din D'Rabbanan is matir. The Migo wouldn't come just for the Din D'Rabbanan. The Migo has to be working on the Din D'Oraisa. And now the next question, we're going to get to the Shita Saran. Right, so the question, let's just talk about the question on the Ran is, how is the Ran matir the Tilta D'Rabbanan, right? We understand why the third wall is good for the Ran, we don't understand the fourth wall, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yes, no, maybe. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay. So comes this famous Marcheshes that we've been quoting, that we've quoted, right? The Marcheshes says there's a chiluk, right? There's a chiluk in how we understand this tefach. Is it that this tefach in the third wall, right, in the third dofen, is mashlim the dofen? Or is it that the tefach is enough to be machshir my sukkah? Yeah, is it mashlim the dofen, the entire dofen, or is it only machshir? It's a chiddush that it's machshir this dofen, but just that the tefach is enough. The tefach itself is enough
for the sukkah.
For sukkah, good. Now we can understand the machlokas Rabbi Navaya. He says Rava wants to draw a migo by Shabbos, and how does the migo work? Says Rava, the tefach extends to the entire dofen, yeah, and therefore I could say that it's going to operate as a mechitza for me. Comes Abaye and says, yeah, right, the tefach creates dofen shalem, and therefore I could say migo. Comes Abaye and says, the halacha Moshe Mishnah teaches us that a tefach alone is enough to operate as a dofen, but not that it extends. And therefore, you can't apply this to Shabbos also, because Shabbos you can't carry when there's no dofen. Yeah, in other words, there's no full dofen here for Abaye, right? And that's why he doesn't draw. That's why he doesn't say the migo. Now maybe we can go back to our question on the Ran, right? So we still have this question on the Ran as to. as to how is the Ran Matir the Isra Tilta de Rabbanan. So we're going to answer that using the Meiri. So the Meiri comes and says that once the Dofen is Machshir for Sukkah, it can be Machshir for Shabbos as well. Why? The Meiri is saying is that the Migo is not a halacha in the Dofen Sukkah, but rather it's a halacha in the Makom HaSukkah. That if I view it as though this wall is extending to the entire Dofen, right now, at least on the halachic man sees a makom mukaf mechitos, right? It's a makom gador, and because it's a makom gador, I'm going to say that that I could sit in it to be that. That's why it's machshir for sukkah. And now once I'm machshir for sukkah, because I view it as a makom gador, right? The whole iser tiltol is because it's not a makom gador. Comes the Meiri now and saying, no, it is a Makom Gador, and that's why I can carry on Shabbos also, a Filo Derabanan. Is that clear again? That's clear. One more time. Okay, yeah.
We have in the round
still? We said before, in the previous question, right, that the round says, obviously the Migo is not coming to be Mati or the Isra Tirtul Derabanan, right? It's working on the Din D'Oraisa. Right, and we explain the Din D'Oraisa is because we're not going to say Mechitzos L'Chatzion.
It's doing both, right? It's like also being.
But the question is, fine, I understand why it's Mati or D'Oraisa, but why are you telling me it's obvious that it's not coming to be Mechadesh, the Din D'Rabanan, right? So, right, that's the question. So how does the Ran say it works to be matched the Isra Tilta de Rabbanon?
Why is it obvious that the Migu is helping for the Din de Rabbanon?
In other words, yes, good, right? So comes the Meiri and says that what is the why can one carry ever in a ever on Shabbos when I have my four walls? Because it's a makom gador, right? It's a makom that is. Yeah, right, Mukav Mechitos. It's a makom that's enclosed, in other words, right? And once I have a makom that's enclosed, I can carry in it. Comes the Meiri and says that once the dofen is machshir for sukkah, it can be machshir also for Shabbos as well. And that's the Migo, right? What's the Migo? It's not a halacha in the dofen sukkah, it's a halacha in the makom sukkah. It's creating a makom mukaf, it's creating a makom gador in my sukkah, for my sukkah. So this tefach that creates a makom gador for my sukkah is also creating a makom gador on Shabbos to be matir tilto.
Rabbanan,
right? The goal of the Rabbanan's Kora or Lechi, the goal of this fourth wall is to create a makom muka for a makom gador, right? So it says the Meiri, I already accomplished this tefach, accomplishes that goal. Okay, good. So one second. Here we go. Okay. So the Gemara and Zion, right, on the base, quotes the Seifa of our Mishnah, right, that said that you need more tzel than Chama in our Sukkah. Comes the town of Chama and says, B'pashtus that's talking about, right, like we've been assuming the whole time, that's talking only about the Schach. Comes Rabbi Yoshia and says the Chiddush that, no, Af Machmas Defanos, right, the tzel can even be coming through the walls of the sukkah. So Gemara asks, right? My time is Rabbi Yoshia, right? Because he says dichtiv sukkas ala aron as a paroches, right? What do we see from there? Paroches mechitza v'kakari rechmanos chacha alma mechitza kesach ba'inon, right? That schach really works. Schach is really working via schach. Really is a dofen. Is a sort of mechitza. So we ask the question, does Rabbi Yoshia, how far does Rabbi Yoshia learn this din? Does he learn it only with regards to tzel, or, right, we have quoted throughout this man, we've quoted other limitations to what is able to be used for schach, to how schach can be done. So, so the Mordechai quotes the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah says that, that this is a full-fledged comparison, right? We said that the pasuk that we just quoted is that schach is that the dofen is like schach is like a dofen, right? So the halacha is going to be the same, and he learns it the entire way through. That right, with regards to needing psolas gorim v'yakev, and with regards to needing Tashav Lomar Asuah, in regards to needing something that's not Mechubar, right? And Einam Kapatuma, all of these halachas apply to the walls also. The Rav Yeh said, just with regards to Psolos Gorim Yaakov, and we said that there's an Or Zeruah that says it's all the halachas. So Pashas, the Rav Yeh is talking about all the halachas also. Comes Tosfos, sorry, thank you. And Tosfos says that Tosfos will go. There's two ways of understanding Tosfos: the Chachma Shlomo or the Maharshal, right, or the Maharshal. So says the Maharshal that what Tosfos says is that Rabbi Yoshi is learning just the didn't sell and nothing else, right? That the Defarnos can supply tzel, right? This halacha of Sosamiru Mechamasa applies to the Defarnos as well as to the Schach. And, but none of the other limitations that we have for Schach apply to the Defarnos. Yep. comes the Maharsha, and that's the Peletic Kasha and the Chachma Shlomo, and the Maharsha. And he says, how can you possibly say that that's Tosfos Shita? That's against the Raviyah that we just quoted, right? The Raviyah on the Mordechai. Comes up to Yeshua and says, that's the most Shver Kash I've ever heard, Gavra Karamis. They're both Rishonim. Tosfos is obviously entitled to be Cholik on the Raviyah. What are you saying, Maharsha? Okay, but so whatever. In Hanami, the Maharsha still has his Kasha. We'll let the Maharsha keep his Kasha. And then the Maharsha gives Chad and Tosfos. Says the Maharsha that, right, what bothers the Maharsha is that Tosfos says, Tosfos, right, Yerah Maschim Mechitza, says, V'teidah d'chulhu modu d'lo ba'ina l'mechitzos p'sol and gor v'yakev. So who are chulhu modu? So says the Maharsha, when Tosfos says chulhu modu, right, that's we're going back to the Gemara and the Vav and Beis, talking about how we learn the psukim, right, the machlokas, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Shimon, yeah, about how we learn the psukim, and whether or not we're learning Jaschach or Mechitzos, right, that whole back and forth that we had over there. So says the Maharsha that when Tosfos says the Chulhu Modu, he's talking about the other Tanaim over there, talking about the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, that they say that the Mechitzos don't need Psolos Gorim V'Yakev. But what? But Rabbi Yoshi is not one of those Tanaim, and Rabbi Yoshi learns all the other limitations, or at the very least, the limitation of Psolos Gorim V'Yakev to the Defarnos as well.
Was there
something
that in the
Raviyah? So there is no difference, right?
Same thing.
Yeah, and with regards to the halacha, there's no difference.
Oh, Raviyah should hold him, so
yeah.
For holding the same schach and for everything.
Be pash just psalm score and
at least
psalm.
But everyone helps psalm score and saying no. The Marshal
doesn't.
He said psalm score for the Defanos, but nothing else.
So it says like this. V'teidah d'chulhu modu d'lo ba'ina l'mechitos psalm score and v'yakev. Says the Maharshal, the Chachma Shlomo, right, same person. The only halacha that Rabbi Yoshia is learning that you need in the Defanos, the only comparison he has to Schach, is Sel.
Right. But everyone here holds that. So.
Right, but the question is, are we also adding the Psalms Gorim V'Yakev?
Oh, okay.
Good. Right? Comes the Maharsha and says, no, he learns further, right? When Tosfos says, Kuhu Modu, talking about Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama, they don't learn that you need Psalms Gorim V'Yakev. Rabbi Yoshia is not one of those people. As opposed to talking about Rabbi Yoshia. Good, you're right.
As opposed to
who?
Just Rabbi
Yoshia?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So when he says Kulamoda, what's Havmina before
the Maharshal understands it that it's including Rabbi Yoshia.
And Havmina said it wouldn't?
No, he understands that. What do you mean?
Havmina, meaning he just said it includes Rabbi Yoshia, and that's how he arrives at.
Yeah, okay, fine. So you want to say that Havmina is that it wouldn't include it? Fine, yeah. Right, no, we're not sure, right? The thing is that we're not sure how Rabbi Yoshia holds. So says when and Tosfos tells us Kulhu Modu that we don't need it. Says the Maharshal, yeah, obviously what Tosfos is saying over here because it's including Rabbi Yoshia. Says the Maharshal, we're not including Rabbi Yoshia when he says Kulhu Modu, that's Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama. What emerges, right? I guess if we're gonna be Mavire what they're saying, what emerges from the Maharshal is that there's a chiluk between Tzel and all the other limitations, right, and the materials. So what's the nature of this chiluk between tzel and between the other limitations of within the mechitzos, right? Because, you know, right, I understand the Raviyah, and I understand the Raviyah, and the Maharsha, and the Orzarua, and the Hagos HaShri, right, all these people that we quoted, that they say that it's all the limitations, but if you're telling me that it's only this specific limitation of Tzel, why? Why is it only this specific limitation, right? Why, what in the Pasuk of Peruchas Mechitza, right, Bekakari Rachman Aschacha, right? We're comparing now Aschach to Mechitza. What within that tells us that there's a chiluk between Tzel and everything else? So that's where the Pnei Yeshua comes and saves the day. Says the Pnei Yeshua that the mashmos of Aschach is Aschach. Good. But there's an expanded definition, and the expanded definition of Aschach is Mechitza. Excuse me. And the most basic definition of Aschach is what? Is Tzel. Right? So, what do I learn? That I also need tzel in a mechitza. But psulas gorim v'yakov is an additional halacha. It's not fundamental to the nature of schach, and therefore I'm not going to draw the comparison that far. I'm only going to draw it to the basic definition of tzel.
It's not looked in schach.
Yeah. It's right. It's a yisodah stick pnei yeshua.
It's not a fundamental part of the schach as opposed to tzel.
Yeah, it's not a basic element in the definition of schach. Right, schach is schach, but if we take it a little bit further, schach is mechitza.
Schach is cell.
And schach is. What?
Huh?
Yeah, we can carry over the din. What's that din? The din is only the most basic din of tzel, right? That's the essence of schach itself.
So if you're the marshal, that's why.
That's why there's a chiluk. Right. Good. That's why we don't expand it all the way, because all the other limitations are additional halachos. It's not fundamental to the basic nature of schach.
Is it because of drasha? Is that what this is about? Sukkos, that it's all critical. Is that this?
I didn't think that this was this Pnei Yeshua. It may be. Okay. Come on. Good.
No, it is. It's about Mashmas to Kron Yitro to Kron.
Yeah.
The fact that it's learned out Rashi earlier learns out stuff from Sukkos. Something about one's Ikra to Kron.
Rashi and Avyodal, if you're talking about.
And the one is Yitro to Kron. Since they're not Yitro to Kron, you only take this basic element instead of taking the whole concept.
Oh, okay.
So it's
based on that. Okay. Sorry, Ian. Shkoyach. We'll get back tomorrow, I guess. Or whatever.
On your own.
Yeah. Sunday. Okay. Comes the... So we skipped over these tough sugyos of the circles and etc., right? Everyone should do the Pekiyas Mir Tashem. Right? Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Ritva, Ran, Rif, Rambam, everything, right? Berger obviously is doing all of that. Anyway, so comes Rev Amar Belebi Mishum or Meir, right? We have this case of Shtei Sukkos Yotrin, Zu Lifnim Mizu, right? There's two sukkahs. One's like a real structure, one's kind of like an entryway, where the Yotrim, right, let's call them the potters, where they would do their work in the inner sukkah, in the inner building. And in the outer building, they would leave their stuff to dry, let's call it. It's a much more temporary structure. And the Gemara tells us that Hapnimis ain't a sukkah, v'chayev is a mezuzah, v'chizoni sukkah, upsur min a mezuzah. So the question goes both ways, right? First of all, why is the Pnimis ain't a sukkah? So we have two ways of understanding that, right? We had Rashi, and then the Ran, Rashi in one camp, and then the Ran and the Ritva in another camp. Says Rashi that really D'Oraisa, okay, fine, it would be kosher as a sukkah, but because you're living there the rest of the year, it's not nikkur that you're sitting there l'shem mitzvah, and therefore there's a psul d'rabbanan, right? The essence is that it needs to be nikkur that you're sitting there, that you're sitting there for a l'shem mitzvah, and it's not. Comes the Ran in the Ritva and says, no, it's much more fundamental. It's an Isser. You're over an Isser Durabanan, right? Because you're using it the rest of the year, it has a din bias. And then, therefore, what? Therefore, it's Tasser Lamna Asui, and it's Asser Durabanan to say that. That's why it's ain't a sukkah, the panimis, right? And then the question is, v'lam ha'chitzona p'tur min ha'mezuzah, right? Why is the chitzona, why doesn't it need a sukkah? So first of all, let's backtrack a second. What's the havmina that wouldn't need a sukkah? We know that, right, ha'mezuz be'secha u'vi'sharecha, right? We know that a be'shar is chayev in mezuzah, thank you. And the question becomes that if you're going to tell me that now the inside requires a mezuzah, right, then isn't by definition the outside now a beis shahr and should require a mezuzah as well? So says Rashi, no. It's not, well, says Gemara, no, it's patur min mezuzah. So the question is why. So says Rashi, it's not chayev because it's not a makam kavua. Because neither of them are makam kavua, right? Neither the inside or the outside. Again, Rashi says that the reason that the inside one can't be a sukkah is just because it's not a nicker, right? But it's not that it's a makam, not because of, not a fundamental psul that it's a makam kavua. Because the inside one's not a makam kavua, the outside one, excuse me, the outside one is a, is putter. Yep. It's not a beis shahr, right? Because the inside so is not the inside, not a bias, right?
It's because both are not kavua as
inside is kind of a bias because it requires mezuzah, so it has an element of
kavua. Good. Why?
Because
good. So that's the question. The question is why now is the inside one chayav mezuzah? So comes Rav David Goldberg from Cleveland in his Sefer Avodas David, and says that there's a chiluk between a dira and a binyan, right? The dira may be kavua, right, and that's why it's your chayav a mezuzah, but the binyan is not kavua, and since the binyan is not kavua, you can't tell me that it's a beis shahr. Yeah.
It's warrant a beis shahr.
Right.
It's have
exactly. Yeah. Right. Good.
So until the binyan is kavua.
Until the binyan itself is kavua, there's no din of beis shahr. If there's no din of beis shahr, then I don't need a mezuzah.
Did you say Rashi over time?
Rashi says that the reason that which Rashi why the outside doesn't need
why
a mezuzah?
The outside doesn't need a mezuzah.
Because the inside is not kavua.
Right.
So if the inside is not kavua,
the outside is not becoming
a beis shahr. So the question is, if the inside is not kavua, then why does it need a mezuzah, right?
Yeah.
So comes Rav David Goldberg from Cleveland in the Sefer Avodas David, and he says because the dira in that makom is right in the panimis is
right.
Kavua, while the dira in the outside one is not.
Or
the binyan is not.
Why according to the Ritva is house tase, luminosity? It must be that it's...
Sorry, one more time. Why according to the Ritva is...
Is this house tase, luminosity? Is this your tase? Is the reason why
it's already there. It's a real binyan.
But it has like, schach, like it could be a sukkah. It's just the fact that it was made
yes,
for a deer.
So that's
okay.
The,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're assuming the case.
Right. Presumably, we would have to check with Rebbe, but I would assume that if you did a na'anua in the schach, or whatever, you did a ma'isa chadosh, like ma'isa chashuv chadosh. Right. Yeah. Okay. So then we had our favorite sugya of sukkahs, or my favorite sugya of sukkahs, ganbach. So, our first question that we wanted to ask during shir was does this sukkah's ganbach, does it need a ma'isa adam, right? Or in any sukkah, yes. Does a sukkah need a ma'isa adam? Or is kavana enough? Comes Rashi and says that I need that you need a ma'isa adam. Excuse me. Right? The goyim built it on the goyim built the sukkah to give tzel on 20 days, and the nashim built it, and the nochrim built it. And according to Rashi, we'll get back to this. According to Rashi, we'll probably say that it was built for a behema, by a person, right? That you need a ma'isa adam in the binyan hasukkah. Comes the Rambam in the Bala Maor and say that no, all I really need is right. The Rambam says a sukkah nasis kehelchasa is kosher, and how do I define nasis kehelchasa? It's that I have kavana l'tzel, right? It's asuya l'tzel. In the Ber Halacha, I believe that's who it was. The Ber Halacha quotes the Baal Hamor, who says a similar thing, that as long as I have kavana from tzel for the beginning, Excuse me, as long as I have kavanah for tel from the beginning, then this is an okay sukkah. So the question becomes, what's the nafkah meaning between these two shitas? So we know our favorite thing, going back to day one even, about a chote begadish, right? So let's say now that I put down a pile of, I pile up hay, right? And I say, when I pile it up, I say, I'm doing this the shame tzel, yeah? This pile is there the shame tzel. And then later, I come back, you know, a week later, and I dig it out. Okay? So the question is, does that work or not? So if you learn like Rashi, where when I make my sukkah, I need a maisa adam, then I'm going to say, no, this doesn't work, right? I needed my kavanah l'sukkah from the get-go, and therefore, this doesn't work to be machshir sukkah. But according, says the Be'er Halacha, the Be'er Halacha quotes this case, says the Be'er Halacha, according to the Rambam and the Baal Hamor, when I put it down and I had kavanah l'tzel, then it's going to be okay as a sukkah for the Rambam and the Baal Hamor. I put the hay down in the first place, and I said this is l'shem tzel, yeah.
Yeah.
And then later I come and I I come and I dig it out. So then it's okay. So Shlomo Zalman actually was presented with a very weird case, and we're gonna be able to, and we'll be able to understand his ruling based on now of what we just said for the Rambam and the Baal Hamor, right? So someone came to Shlomo Zalman and said, I'm sitting at my kitchen window and it's a really windy day and the leaves blew and made a sukkah for me, right? Can I be yotze in that sukkah? So said Shlomo Zalman, if while the leaves were blowing onto the sukkah, right, I had kavanah l'tzel, the person watching from the window had kavanah l'tzel, then yes, you could sit in that. It's a peladika case. But how can we understand this? We can understand this now with how we've been understanding the Rambam, right? With Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam told us that as long as you have kavanah l'tzel, you yourself don't need to make it. If at the time that the sach is being placed, right, that the structure is being placed, I have kavanah l'tzel, that's enough. So when the leaves are flying and the Ribbono Shel Olam wills it that they land perfectly to create a sukkah for you, that's more than enough to create a that's enough as long as you have kavanah l'tzel.
What does the Baal Hamor mean when he says from the start that you have kavanah l'tzel from the start? You know, that was
so from the second it's the action is being done, right? Rashi would say that let's say the case for Shlomo Zalman that it doesn't work. Why? Because the person's not putting down the srach. Or with the case of the gadish, the case of the gadish wouldn't work for Rashi because when you put the gadish down, you weren't building your sukkah, right? But according to the Baal Hamor or the Rambam, right? When I saw it happening, I had a shame tzel. I had a kavanah for shame tzel. Yeah?
Yeah,
that's the beginning. Then I'm okay. So let's go back to our case of chote begadish, right? The Be'er Halacha quotes both this nafkamina of chote begadish and also quotes the Baal Hamor. So he like makes them shlim together, right? That I put it down. I put down this pile of hay. Yeah, a week ago. Okay. And I only come to dig it out, and I had kavanah l'shem tzel. So that's the beginning. And I only come to dig it out a week later. The question is that okay? Says the Baal Hamor, yeah, that is okay. Why? Because I had kavanah from the beginning. That's the beginning means. Okay, good. Good to get it clear. So we said in the beginning that, right, we have Ganbach. So the question is, what's going on with Behemos? Right, we've been saying that for the other three cases, Goyim, Kusim, and Ashim, that that they're making it, right? But how? But what's happening by the Behema? So the Goyone Hashash, Rav Yosef Engel, wanted to say that based off a Shut Rashba, that the Behema itself is making the Sukkah, right? And a person has Kavanah L'tzel. Excuse me. Right? But that only stims with Shitas Rambam Baal Hamor, right? That the person doesn't have to make it as long as they have Kavanah, right? So according to Rashi, the only way that we can learn Sukkah's Behema is like the Meiri learns that you build a building for behemos, right? It's not that the behemoth itself builds it. It's that you build a you build a building for behemoths, right? You build a barn. You build a you build some area. You build a doghouse, whatever it is. Right, and that's how Rashi learns Sukkot's behema. Good. So the Gemara says that the only time that these are good, right? Amru Chista. Sorry, so so it says the only time that these are kosher, right? That these Sukkot's Gambach and Sukkot's Rekbash are kosher is when they're Misuchechas Kehilchasa. So the question is, my Kehilchasa? Amru Chista, Vuhusha Asa Letzel Sukkah. Right? They need to be done L'shem Tzel. So, how does Rashi say that? What does Rashi say about this? That that it means that it needs to be misucheches yafeh, right? And if I'm misucheches yafeh, then it's muchach that is done l'shem tzel, right? The more, the thicker the schach, the better, because that's because more and more obvious that I do it l'shem tzel. Frek the Pnei Yoshua. Right, let's give some background actually before we get to Pnei Yoshua's kasha. Right? We remember if we go way back when to September, we saw. We saw at the beginning of Zman. We saw the machlokas Amoraim about what the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama is. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham is in our opening Mishnah about a Sukkah Gavoam Esrim. Says Reb Zeira it's about sale, right? And he learned it from the pasuk v'sukkah tiel sale yom mechoriv, right? So the question on that on bees is how come Rabbah and the Rava don't learn like Reb Zeira? And the answer is because that pasuk is Limos Mashiach. So it says Rashi over there, right? At the end of the Dira Masli Limos Mashiach, Aval Sukkos Mitzvah Einu Letzel, right? So the said the Pnei Yeshua, I don't understand. We paskin like Rava, not like Reb Zeira, right? And according to Rashi, Rava just said that Sukkos Mitzvah Einu Letzel. I don't understand, says Pnei Yoshua, throughout the rest of the Masechta, right, i.e. and, in our Gemara, Sukkot Ganbach, and Afes, right, we say that a Sukkot needs to be Letzel, right, Sukkot Mitzvah is Letzel. So I don't understand how Rashi, or really how Rava, has this Shita, yeah? That's the Pnei Yoshua's Kasha. Comes in a Tziv, and says, no, there's a difference. By Sukkot Mitzvah, I don't need the Shem Tzel, because I have Kavana for the Mitzvah, right, and that's why Rava is okay. And that's why Rava is okay that you don't need the Shem Tzel by Sukkot's Mitzvah. But by Sukkot's Ganbach, right, where I don't have, I don't have Kavanah LeMitzvah, right, I need to make up for that, I need Kavanah LeTzel. Right? So it really does stem together. Good. You've aborned Zakasha. So that's Rashi. Come the Ran and the Ritva, right, they seem to be on the same team in this Sugya. And they say that I need kavanah. Why do I need kavanah letzel? It's I need kavanah letzel as opposed to kavanah for dira. Why? Because if I had kavanah for dira, it would be a problem with tasu milomino asui. Right? It's the same problem that they keep on having. Right? Like we just saw by the sukkah diotrim, and now here also. Right? I can't have kavanah for dira because then it would be a problem of tasu milomino asui. So the question begs itself. Right? That seems to be a more partial understanding. How come Rashi doesn't learn this way? So we have two answers, right? We had an Oruch Haner and we had a Bach. So it says the Oruch Haner, right? Because Rashi assumes that that Sukkot's Ganbach is never a Dira, right? For whatever reason, right? Like we wanted to say that Ganbach or Rakbash, right? Maybe it's being moved, like the Sukkot's Roim or all these the fig dryers, right? The Sukkot's being moved. It's temporary. Or Sukkot's Goyim, for example, they make it, let's sail. When do you need sail? You only need sail be Mos Chachama, right? And Rashi says, Rashi says that Lazarbo Bimos Hachama, right? It's not a kavua structure, so we're never gonna have a Havamina of a Dira. That's the Oruch Haner. Comes to the Bach and says, the reason Rashi doesn't say like this is because Rashi would say that if I had Kavanah Letzel, excuse me, Rashi would say that if I had, where's the Bach? The Bach, good, sorry. The Chiluk for Rashi is that if I had L'shem Dira, it wouldn't be puzzle if I also had L'shem Tzel. As opposed to, right, the Ritva and the Ran would say that if I had dira in the first place, the karna ladira in the first place, then I have a problem with tasav lama asaway, and that's psua, right? But if I had both, according to Rashi, if I had both kavana ladira and kavana l'shem tzel, then it wouldn't be pasul. Right? The Ritva actually says, right, kavana l'tzel balvat. I need dafka kavana l'tzel. I can't have kavana for more than one thing. That's how the Bach understands why Rashi doesn't say dira. Because Rashi could say dira is okay. Right. Right, if one did have kavana for dira and kavana for tzel, Rashi would be okay with that. Says the Bach.
Dira would be fine as long as he also had kavana for tzel.
Right. Obviously, if it's dira, then it's a problem.
One of the tzel is what's making me now tazo marina.
According to Rashi, yeah. Right. But according to the Ritva and the Ran, if I had kavana for both of them, that's still problematic because kavana. Because kavana ladira is enough.
So what are they apostles it? Kavana ladira.
Apostles it, yeah. Right. Yeah. Good. Okay. So just now to bring a third, right, we have a third, excuse me. We have a third shita now. The shita is really Rabbeinu Tam shita on Dav Chaf Beis, where you make a thick schach in your sukkah, and the Rush quotes it over here. So the Rush, and that's right. The Rush says that the shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that ani l'shem tzel. Why? Because that becomes that comes la'afuke, that it's so thick that it protects it from the rain. Right. The exact opposite of the Rashi, if you think about it, right? Rashi says, "Mistuchechas yofe." What's mistuchechas yofe? That the more schach I have, the more muchrach it is. That is l'shem tzel, right? Comes the Rashi and says it can't be that thick because then rain can't get in. It's going to be possible. Good, right? And misama would be a psul d'oraisa because right. This is the lavosh. Misama would be a psul d'oraisa because for protection from the rain, it's a real roof and it's. And it's no good for my schachim deraisa level. It's a dira. Fine, that's that. Comes a tour, and the tour is talking about a thick roof on a sukkah. And the tour says he quotes Rabbeinu Tam and says at the end says ve'avi adoni harash lo hevi shitozil. Frek the Beis Yosef, frek everyone really, right? What are you talking about? We just read the Rosh in Siman Yud Beis, who says shitos Rabbeinu Tam. So says the Beis Yosef, what the Torah is saying is that the Rush doesn't quote Shitas Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam says his Shita, right? On Daf Chaf Beis, because why? Because the Rush really holds that if you have a thick schach on a sukkah stam, right, then that's okay. Right? Rabbeinu Tam says on a sukkah stam, if I have a thick schach, that's where he says that's not okay, right, if it protects your matar. Comes the Rush and says, yeah, but that's true only by Sukkot Gambach, not by Sukkot Stam. That's the Beis Yosef thing, right? That he learns it, that what the Torah is saying is that he doesn't quote him over here. Comes the Chidushei V'Hagos on the bottom of the Torah and says that the Rush, right, he kind of sharpens this. He says that the Rush quoted Shitas Rabbeinu Tam Dafka over here and not over there, right? The Rush doesn't quote it where the Torah quotes it and where Rabbeinu Tam quotes it on the Chav Beis. Why? Because he agrees here, excuse me, that it's muchach not l'shem tzel. But on the Chaf Beis, it would still be kosher even if the rain can't get through. That's Shitas Harash, right? That on the Chaf Beis, if it protects from, sorry, I misspoke with the Beis Yosef. Let's go back for a second. Yeah. Right, the Beis Yosef says, he just says that the Torah is saying that the Rush doesn't, when the Torah says that my father doesn't quote it, that the Rush doesn't quote it, he means he doesn't quote it here. Comes the Chidushei V'Hagos and, he sharpens that and says, he dafka quotes it here and not over there. Why? Because he only believes it over here. He doesn't believe it over there. He doesn't believe it where Rabbeinu Tam quotes it. He doesn't believe it where the Torah quotes it. He only believes it over here. But over there, if Sikastam, if your Mesuchecha is so thick that the rain can't get through, according to the Rush, it would still be kosher. Okay? I think that's where we're going to stop today. If there are any questions, feel free to ask.
Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos.